time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Wersch. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the second funniest podcast. This is episode 422. I am your host, Justin Wersch, and with me, as always, is the one, the only, the S to anything. And by that, I mean sporty, or whatever that S is thrown in at the end of the iPhone. The KevinMiller.com. John, press circle button, Kevin. Oh, that's there
thank
we go.
You, Justin.
We have a new studio. So those of you who have been scouring the internet to try and figure out Kevin's address, you succeeded. And now he has moved because of you. So we have a new studio. We don't have a name for this. What's the street that we're on? No, I'm kidding.
yeah, we need a name. You know, when we lived in our previous apartment, I always refer to it as the Westbury. Because that was the name of the complex. It
right.
was the Westbury.
Yes.
And when Grant lived there before my wife, we called it the Grevin because it was Kevin and Grant. So yes. It was the Grevin.
What about the mill?
Ooh, that's pretty good. We've defaulted to calling it the triplex a couple times, but that's misleading because we don't own the whole triplex.
Yeah.
I want to... Now people can find me. It's called Willow Street is the little alley that our place comes out. So I want to call that like the Willow Street Alley. That sounds like a place where you go and get a good brick-fired pizza.
I like that.
Maybe the Willow Street Alley. It's just hard to say.
Yeah.
What's
well, no. That's easy for Sam to say. That's a very British thing, I think.
The Willow Street Alley.
Yes, let's go there and have a pub.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
Don't know why you make him sound pompous.
He is pompous. Like,
he is not.
Oh, please.
Hold on.
Oh, good for you.
Like to wear a sweater vest.
You're right. I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty arrogant. Really.
I don't know why. I think when you hear him be giddy about Red Dead Redemption and jumping on a horse, it's hard to be pompous when talking about that. Which, speaking of which,
where does he stand in the whole Brooke everybody else love affair thing? Is he found love on the SFP?
I think Sam is the only one hitting that. Is that inappropriate to say?
Not at all.
Is that weird? They're both in college. They can do what they want. They're consenting adults. I'm not going to judge their across-the-pond relationship. Poor Brooke. I'm sorry, Brooke.
She loves it. She loves it.
She does?
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah,
you might talk to her more than I would, although I need to talk to her more. You know
I don't. What are you referring to?
You know what I mean.
Look at this awesome. You should go on the Ustream. Look at it. It looks like it's glowing. See what I did there?
No, I don't see anything.
I'm really good with...
You are amazing.
Thanks.
I want to talk about... I don't have... I'm just... All I have is giddiness because at first I thought I was the victim of an April Fool's joke.
Ah, yes.
But I got my Game Informer magazine that had the new Assassin's Creed, which is all about the Revolutionary War in America. Like, that's where it's taking place and when, if you would. And I was like... This has
it's an
to be
untapped
a joke.
Genre.
I am so yeah.
Why did you think it was a joke?
Because it seemed too much for me. Like,
do you love the Revolutionary War?
And it seems like such a jump for Assassin's Creed to be like, guess what? We're Renaissance. We're Renaissance. Before
Is that, where
that
the, all the we other
were,
games were?
Were the Crusades, Renaissance, yeah, yeah. Renaissance, Europe, America.
Mm. Well, you know, if you're gonna, I think if you watch the movies, American Treasure, like that's sort of everybody from high school and junior high. That's the only history they can really remember. It's like you go, there's something that happened in Europe. There were a couple of different wars, queen, plagues, Renaissance, and then suddenly we're in America.
Yeah.
And so it makes sense that they pass by anything that happened in the 1500s, 1600s.
Well, and also I think like when I first read it, like there was a part of me that was like, no, this can't. And then there was a part that made me go, wait a minute. If it is an April Fool's joke, then this is a poor April Fool's joke because it's a great idea with the Masons, like what you mentioned, the American Treasure and all that stuff. Like that's right up Assassin's Creed Alley.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm
a
just
secret society.
Right.
Yeah.
And what I want, and I don't know, maybe most other nerds would not want this, but what I do want is I do want the cliche references. Like, you know what I mean? I want to be walking.
Oh, George, you're Washington.
is that what you mean? I want that in there, definitely, actually, now.
Frank, you're Lynn.
No.
Oh, watch out. It's Jeff Urson.
I want to be riding from town to town, and then I just want to hear a bell chiming, and then, like, the redcoats are coming. I want to hear that stuff. I want to see lightning strike at a cottage off of, you know, out somewhere in Virginia, and then, like, Eureka, you know? And that kind of stuff. That's what I want to.
Like
have
the Liberty Kids.
Yeah, I want to be like, I'm writing this song. Da, 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 da. I don't. But where do I go from there?
The only place where those sort of obvious references ever have a place is in time travel games. Is it? But where the time traveler is like witnessing an event and has accidentally helped make something happen.
But I feel like in a game,
it's an overplayed convention.
I know,
in time travel.
And I don't like it in any other situation. Yeah. But I really want it in this game. I don't know why. I have no reason. I'm sure it would ruin it. But
do you want to see Jefferson shacking up with all his slaves?
Definitely. That I didn't even think of that, but that's what I want.
That's definitely going
to
be.
I want that to be a mission. Is like,
now, do you think they'll do Founding Father stuff, or do you think you'll be like down the street from the White House?
I don't know. I read through it. Like, I was afraid to read into it too much because I didn't want to ruin anything, but I did like magazine it where I looked at the pictures. So I was like,
is that a verb?
For me, it is.
I magazine that. Yeah. You mentioned there's a lot of ladies that get magazined. That's a term.
Yes.
I got magazine.
Because I was afraid of ruining too much of the story because I was so excited at just the sheer concept. Like, it would have been one of those moments where, like, I'm trying to think of, like, it would have, if they would have said that, and if I had to sit on, like, a fly on the wall and the developers being going, all right, here's what we think we should do with the next game, Revolutionary War, I would have fainted. Like, I would have,
why? I did not know you were such a Revolutionary War fanatic.
I don't
fanatic.
Know. It just seems like such a great idea to me. I don't think I am. Like, I'm not a fanatic. Clearly, the references to history that I want are the most obvious. Like, we're talking about a third grade level history in America, you know? So, it's not, I don't think it's that time period. I think it's, let's honestly break it down.
Start from the top.
Okay. Well, there was
take it to the bridge.
We're bringing sexy back.
Bring it on down to Amaville.
But that, I think it's that there's a lot of the game that makes me feel lost in the history because I don't know anything about it. Although I did see like the Borgias that you fight, and I want to say it's Brotherhood, or maybe it's one of the. But you're already yelling at your head. Earbuds or whatever, but
why earbuds? Why? Yeah. Why?
The answer is this, you jackasses. But anyway, there's the ones with the Borgias, and I didn't know anything about that was real. But I knew that they had done stuff that was based in. They have that disclaimer where it's like this game was created by multiple people of multiple religions and ethnic backgrounds. And
you know, really?
Yeah. So they have this huge disclaimer so that you could say like in case because there's a lot of like picking apart how religion had been created and like how the Catholic Church is kind of a mob family. Type concept. You know, that kind of stuff. And so the Borgias were like the first crime family, like, and then they then like, so I finished the game, and then 3 months later they have that show on Showtime called The Borgias. And
oh,
I was
funny.
Like, oh, they're making a show on Showtime about Assassin's Creed. No, they're not, Justin. No, they're not.
I'm almost done with the second Twilight book, so Twilight reference.
Do you need a Twilight reference?
No, just there is one. I can't think of it, but I know
the Borgias?
Yeah, because there's the Olimarti or whatever they are. They're
Illuminati?
Yeah.
I think you're reading the Da Vinci Code.
No, the other ones.
What have you were reading?
Now get your earbuds out of your ear because they're making you mad.
You're talking to somebody over there on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
I was like, who is
my
here?
Lamp.
Why do we have a studio
couple
audience?
Comic and books.
Not acknowledging them. On my other podcast, we have an intern named Muffin Top. She goes out and plays Smell My Finger with the people. It's when we make fun of morning radio. But that's my mind was going to kick
you
into that.
Me. I was so lost.
I'm sorry. But that's what my mind kicked into when you looked over there. I was going to be like, oh, Muffin Top's back in the studio. She was just at the 76 station where she was giving out
that's
pencils.
That's the worst name.
All of them, number two.
Is Muffin Top like a kind of an overweight girl?
Yeah, she's got a muffin top. That's how she got her name.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, I think I don't even remember how it started, to be honest, on the other show. But I think it's that I said that I thought muffin tops were kind of hot. I think like, but I'm okay with them. That I think
it's
they're
like
a good thing.
Your wife loaned my wife the hide your pregnant belly skirt things. Yeah. And I watched a commercial for them. And, you know, infomercials are just like the greatest parody of commercials while still being a commercial at the same time. Because everything looks terrible when you make it terrible.
Yes.
And they've got the one with the muffin top girl of like, it's really for pregnant ladies. That's what it's really fun. But then they also kind of say, but if you have a muffin top, you get rid of it. So they have this pic. They have this girl.
It's like marketing throwback Pepsi to everybody who's like, you don't want high fructose corn syrup. Dr. Ross says it's horrible, so we made it with real sugar.
Yeah.
It's really for the Jews, but also for you.
But after the Passover, we go back to the other stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what this commercial is like. There's the girls walking through the mall, and then it goes, tired of that muffin top? And she like looks down, and her shirt is kind of riding up a little, and she actually pulls it up higher to bring it back down around her stomach.
Yeah.
But what she does is like, for the camera, she's really showing that she's got a muffin top, and she doesn't really have a muffin top. And I'm like, what girl is walking down the mall and goes, oh, my shirt is kind of exposing my midriff. I'm going to pull it all the way up.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give them the full sternum so that they can see the hourglass. They know that it's just these tight-waisted jeans, that they're not made for my figure.
Right.
And then I'm going to go back to being modest.
Have you seen the Sisterhood of Traveling Pants?
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
I always wonder, every time I see an infomercial, like, I always get angry, which I know is not the proper reaction. Like, honestly, like, I'm like, what, really? Is this is what people are burning calories on? Who is this? Who honestly looks at this and go, oh, my God, yes, I do have a muffin top. And this... This spandex intended to allow a woman in a developing pregnancy to unbutton her pants and still wear the same pants because her thighs have not compensated for the birth that is coming could also work for me. Yes.
The man version of the anti-muffin top thing, it actually got me. They said, this is a before.
Wait, they also say this is for dudes too?
Yeah, there's another version. So they're like before and after. They do this whole setup. They're like before and after. And we can guarantee you do this with no surgery, no pills, no changing your diet, and no exercise. And it had me. I was like, what in the world could that possibly be? Because it's not like one of those little electronic
piece of spandex tubing.
Yeah, it's like he looks good, and it's an old fat guy.
You know what? Here's the thing.
And they push it in, and it's like you can go and look hot again with this shirt that's like a corset for men.
Yeah,
that's not a thing that people should be wearing. You should do exercise.
You know, and if anything, what they should do is take advantage of the fact that we have, you know, makeup has come a long way. You know? So I want some, you know, 300 abs painted on that spandex so that when I lift it up, you know, give him a little glisten. Daddy's always working a sweat.
Yep.
Not a filthy sweat, but a sexy sweat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Just
a
glisten, just a shimmer, like a stripper's duffel bag. I don't know what that means.
Is that they have that stuff for ladies. You put that on here around the neck area and the
and it makes it glisten I have a joke about it. Are you making fun of me right now?
No.
I have a joke about it on my CD. You know it.
No, go.
You didn't know this?
No, tell me some jokes.
Are you messing with me?
I am not messing with you.
You promise you're about to mafia me.
Okay.
And you've earned it.
Thank you. What's that mafia?
I have a joke in my act where I said that, you know, that, you know, I understand that women, you know, they don't want us looking at their boobs. They want us looking at their eyes. You know what I mean? And I said that. I go, but here's the thing. And I go, but, you know, when you leave the cleavage out there, like, what really are you trying to say? You know? And I know the women say, oh, well, I should be able to look sexy without, you know, being treated like a piece of meat. Mm. And I'm like, okay, well, then what is the glitter for? What is the glitter? Because I want to, I'm a grown man. I'm a human being. I want to look you in the eyes and have an intelligent conversation. But there is a monkey that lives in the back of my brain, and he loves boobies. He loves them. And when he sees all, I don't need the laser light show coming out. I go, boobies. And then I make a joke about how it sounds like the Hawaii Five-O thing.
That's good.
Fresh off. I don't know what album that's from. I have multiple.
You have too many. Hard.
The box set is available right now. JustinComedy.com. Go pick it up. Muffin Top's going to be signing them. She's going to be...
Justin is the co-host of the Dad's Podcast. Right? It's available on iTunes.
Thank you, Kevin.
How do you spell iTunes?
iTunes. That's how I spell it.
I didn't get it, but it sounded like the cadence of a joke. So... That's not my joke. That's from Parks and Rec. But,
really?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I go, that sounded right off of like Community.
Yeah, that's close. Yeah, but Purd is one of the greatest underground characters I think of any TV show, and I would watch. I hope that he gets his own spinoff. Yeah. I would watch the Purd show. You heard with Purd, and when he said, "I don't get it," but it sounds like the cadence of a joke. We're gonna find out more things when we talk to you right now. Like what?
Great
show.
So that's what we think about Assassin's Creed.
I was gonna say 4 minutes on Assassin's Creed, 10 minutes on infomercials. This is why we're the second funniest.
That's how we roll on this video game podcast.
What I wanted to say, I mentioned this a little while ago on the Facebook page, but BioShock has Independence Day reference as well. It's got the got some like awesome Terminator.
Oh, that's right. When we
creature.
Talked on the phone, yeah. You brought this up.
And the design, we had a little chat about it on the Facebook page. The design looks great. They have this whole video about it. And, you know, it's so fascinating. You forget. I think we as the consumers, I even get in the idea of like, well, they just threw something up there and they forgot. And really, it's hundreds of hours of time, you know, in planning, in execution, in testing, everything.
What color is this rivet going to be?
Exactly. And so they talked about, you know, in the BioShock games are huge. So like they have a pretty high bar that they need to hit in order to compete with themselves. And so they throw out all the, and it was like watching the people at an Imagineering meeting talk about their character development, and so they had this idea for a revolutionary robot, like some sort of centurion that was like Hall of Presidents gone bad. And so they were talking about it, and they couldn't really visualize it, and then one of the artists went away and came back with this sketch that made it look like it was George Washington's face was made out of ceramic, this sort of like porcelain doll.
Like V for Vendetta, kind of?
But more distant, like a very old-style doll from you know, turn of the century, or from Revolutionary War period, as if somebody in the year 1801 tried to make something to look like George Washington. The material that they had at the time wouldn't be plastic or metal. They would use ceramic to make it look like that. So it looks old, it looks weathered, and then it's just got machine guns for arms, and it's got flags coming out its back, and fireworks and sparklers. And
yes,
so he drew
please.
This, and he said that in the pitch meeting, or in the developers meeting, everybody's like, oh, I get it. That's what we're supposed to, okay, yeah, I like that guy. We can make that a character. And they, as you play it in the BioShock game, as you get close to defeating it, the ceramic mask will break off Terminator style, so you'll have like part ceramic
like
mask,
gears
part gears, and old and steampunky looking robots.
Why
stuff.
Did I lose interest in those games? That first one was amazing.
I watched a video after watching that. I watched a video.
This
from
is
the
third
one
that you're talking about, right?
BioShock Infinite.
Infinite,
and then the second one has that great scene with the water filling up that room and everything. And I was like, this looks.
I still
great.
Have it. I think I need to go back and
you
pick
keep,
that
you
up.
Kept that game.
I think I did because I keep. It's one of those things where, like a movie that I keep meaning to watch.
Uh-huh,
you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I'm like, if I don't know how this ends, like because I got to a level that I'm like, it's just more crackheads jumping around in a subterranean area. Like that's what I
you
felt.
You loved the first one.
I loved.
You
it.
Were crazy. Oh, excuse me.
I love the look of it. I love the playing of it. I love the concept and everything about it. And you know what's funny is that I'm making a hypocrite out of myself because I really think in the second one, I've talked about it on the show. It's like when you make a sequel, just do more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did more of the same, and I unfairly have dismissed them. Like I'm
really?
Like, I'm like, this is the same as the other game. Maybe I need to jump and start. I don't know.
Well, is it? More I having not played either of the games, when you say is it more of the same, is it more of the same environment or
the environment is it's not the same area, but the environment feels the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I really think is that it's the enemies that feel identical too. You know, it just feels like, you know, oh, here's what we did. We came up with a new story that happened a little bit earlier. I can't remember if it's a prequel. It's too long ago. And again, more people are yelling at their earbuds right now.
Why? Was that all on the current generation of games?
Yes.
Are all the BioShocks?
Yes, they're
on
all on PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
The original BioShock, though, came out only on Xbox.
On Xbox?
Yes.
360 or Xbox?
Xbox 360.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the other ones came, and then they made BioShock 2, I think, for PlayStation. They announced it was going to be on PlayStation, and then they released BioShock, the first one, on PlayStation as well. I remember my buddy wanted to borrow my Xbox so he could play BioShock.
Your buddy or cousin? I asked my brother if he played the BioShock game. He's like, I don't really care to fight underwater tanks for 6 hours. He said it better. I should get him on the phone.
Beep, 408-228-4911. Give us a call, Kevin's brother. We know where you are, even though you can't tell us. Now it's ruined.
Bom, 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 bom.
So, yeah, I think that's it. I think we did.
We got more time. No. I got more things to say.
Oh.
Like 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm
you're
sorry.
You trying to get out of here?
Yeah. Let's
wrap it up. What you got to do?
I need to always have that queued up because it's a fun bit for
me. Dom, 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 dom. There was some other game that I wanted to reference in what you were talking about. First of all, the terrible video game sequels, Star Wars Force Unleashed 2 was just
horrible.
Talk about...
We talked about, yeah.
Talk about... You said the thing about the enemies going bad in the second one. That's just is the greatest disappointment.
Yeah.
There, it is no redemption to it at all.
I do remember that they improved the combat aspect of it, like what you would do.
Yeah.
They changed the animation of it that made it really cool, but that was all they changed. Like it was basically the same game.
It was the same game. It was just a Xerox of itself, just the same room over and over again. And the enemies offered no... That was the thing about the first game, is it felt a little arcadey at times, where it was just, you know, like the old Ninja Turtle or Simpsons games, where you're just side-scrolling, beating stuff up, mashing buttons and getting through.
Hitting.
And there was a little bit of that going on, like you go into an arena and it's just wipe everything out in the arena, move on to the next arena, that kind of thing. But it was still fun because there was a variety of enemies. There's a little bit of strategy. Which one do you take out first?
Well, it also seemed fun because it was new. Like that was the first game that had executed the idea of lightsaber battle. Like they did it good.
And you had this sense of exploration.
Good job, Justin.
Good. This is the great commentary. There was a sense of exploration. Like I mean, in the last level, when you're traveling through those tubes to get to the center of the Death Star, there's just this sense of wonder. Like, oh wow, where are we? What this is what the Death Star looks like inside of itself. This is great. The second had none of that.
That makes me think of, have you played any of the Old Republic, or have you had any time to play any games since your move?
Of the Old Republic?
Or any game.
The Star Wars Old Republic MMORPG?
Yes.
You know I play that game religiously.
No, I didn't. I wasn't sure if you had time, to be honest. I was asking that.
In general, you know I played it, though, but prior. What is our question right now? I'm confused. Because you know I play the game.
I know you play the game. I'm saying, since you and I have seen each other, have you had time
to play? I have. Yeah, I played a little. I
haven't had time to pick up a controller.
Yeah. Well, you have children.
That's frustrating to me.
You got to make time. What I found, what Kat and I both found.
Taxes.
You have a guy. Get a guy to do
it. I don't have a guy.
It's a video game to him.
What?
He'll beat it.
I played the video game. Let's talk about that game. I played TurboTax. I'd like to review it.
Go ahead.
It's a video game. It's text based.
Did you get to create an avatar?
It's retro. No, you don't. No, it's not any of those bells and whistles of today's game. It's very retro, almost like. I would harken back to what in my era would call like a police quest. I don't know if anybody remembers that from the Tandy 1000 days. But that's fun. You know, you get to ride in, and what's nice about it too is that, you know, all too many games today spend a lot of time let's create this fantasy character. You know what, let's get back to reality. You know what I mean? Let's bring some reality to our video games, and that's what I feel TurboTax did to me. But you get to spice in a little bit of virtual reality too.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's like getting tickets at Chuck E. Cheese. Because at the end of, if you play video games at Chuck E. Cheese, you get tickets. You get to go home with a little fuzzy dice or something.
Right, and if you fake it a little bit, you could cheat and get a few more tickets.
Or if you're like my buddy and I, when we were at Great America in high school, we found one of the machines that had, the door was unlocked, and I sat there and pretended to play the game while he pulled every ticket out of the machine, just like a hose, unreeling a hose into his backpack. So many tickets, and then stuffed it back and went home, and then smartly, instead of that same day, walking over and be like, I got these tickets. he was a good thief. He came back another day and was like, I would like that stereo. Thank you very much. Because he essentially had an entire roll of tickets all jumbled up. He tore them.
I like the idea. You guys like coming back minutes later. Can we get some of the sweating?
Hi. Have you changed shifts yet? Do you have cameras anyway? I would like that stereo.
Or you get the stereo, and then it's like, by the way, your ski ball's broken.
Gotta go. Sucker! we forgot we're in the middle of a theme park.
It's at least a 20-minute jog.
Just
to the front.
Run out the door. And I don't think they noticed. you're next to the churro stand in our park, dumbass. That was my childhood. I got with thieves, and they were all the like pettiest of thieves, and I was always so frustrated with them. A bunch of us volunteered in the lunchroom because you got free lunch if you help give out the lunch, and so we got to do that, and I got to keep my lunch money. It was great. And this one kid that was such a jerk, his name was Aaron Duchesne. We called him Douche.
Yeah, of course you did.
And he put a burrito in my hoodie where your head goes. So
without you knowing?
Without me knowing, because I had my hoodie on without the hood over my head, of course. So he turned it into like a little backpack. No one's ever going to think. I was like, I still think, you know, to sneak something in. Throw that in your hoodie. Nobody checks that. Nobody will ever check your hoodie.
I don't even think TSA checks that.
No, they won't pat you down.
That's how we help terrorists.
They make you take it off.
Second Funniest Podcast helps them win.
Second Terroristy Podcast. Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon. I was going to say about video games. Going back to your Assassin's Creed or Assassin's Creed.
Oh, that's how the Masons would say it.
The untapped genre, the untapped eras of video games, and that's kind of what Red Dead Redemption stumbled upon, right? Of like, wait, cowboys, right?
Because lots of games had tried it. I think what was it? Dead Revolver, which I think Red Dead Redemption was a continuation of, or something like that.
Or maybe like there's another game from it. Yeah.
Yeah, there was one game that I remember hearing about that is like, this is what a Wild West game is supposed to be. You know, the rest of them were too like Oregon Trail-ish or
clunky. The only other game I can think of that is in that genre at all was a Civil War game for the Nintendo called Civil War.
Oh.
And it was essentially a bunch of mini games, right? You could either play as the South or the North. My brother and I would play against each other.
Good.
It's great. And you have like a map of the eastern side of the United States. And then there were key cities, key battles. And you each have a kind of like pawns or just icons that say where your armies are. And if both of your armies ended up in the same city, you would go into a mini game. And each of the cities had their own mini games. And they were like, these mini games were super popular in the Nintendo, if you remember. Like, there were caveman games. And it was all about trying to mash the button as fast as you can.
Yeah.
So you do all these different...
When you say caveman games, you're not talking about your Civil War game. You're talking about the caveman games that was like the Caveman Olympics that was on Nintendo.
Yeah. Caveman Olympics. That was one of them. And so this was...
I think it was called Caveman Games, but it was essentially Caveman Olympics.
And this was, and this game probably stole that engine and made it educational. And so you do these little mini games, and I don't even remember what they were, but my brother and I took it upon ourselves because we rented this game. So for one whole evening, we strategically made it so that that while playing the game, we wanted the North and South to swap sides. So the South eventually took all the northern cities, and the North took all the southern cities. And then at the end, it was like, neat! I guess we'll turn it off. Because it didn't have a save or anything.
You want to play caveman games now?
Yeah, that sounds good. But if the South won, the best was while playing the game, if you were the South and you won, it'd say, well, I guess you didn't pay attention in history class. I guess I didn't. Wait, yes, I did. I know who won the Civil War.
Now we did it. Now I'm super concerned about time.
Why? What else you got to do?
Nothing. I just want to make sure that...
what are you looking up?
I looked up caveman games to make sure we had it right. is that a problem? Is that not okay for me to do
that? You got any audio clips from the caveman games?
I could look. I don't think... I just looked... I found the wiki is what I clicked on.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it has any videos. Because I do... Like, I remember liking that game.
Well, then you got a turbo controller, right? And then that made that game incredibly easy to do.
Yes.
Because then it would do all the fast button mashing for you. Whoever came up with the turbo controller change the industry, change the gaming industry. Yes.
The Ghostbusters were somehow involved in this. Am I wrong? Does that sound like the Ghostbusters thing?
No, that sounds like Caveman Games.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your character options are Vincent, Oog, Thog. Get it? Because the last one was Vincent.
That's funny.
Thag. And then you have practice, start the games, and then here comes somebody. They're going to... Clubbing. Dude, is the game.
This takes me back.
On a big rock. Can you see this? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to fight
Pole
each
position.
Other. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow. Donkey Kong animation. Oop, yep. Oop, oop, oop. Clubbing face? Oh, he got clubbed. He got clubbed.
It's
body
like
blow,
a,
body blow, body blow.
Remember American Gladiator? It's that sport. Oh, he's...
Yeah, if it's like sumo wrestling. If you get him close to the edge, then he dies.
Yeah, so for somehow they...
So
I remember looking at this as a kid and going, how did they get up there? Do they climb?
I want to skip ahead to see. Oh. Thag's got that. He's a button masher where he just does the same attack in the fighting game.
Oh, this Whoa. Is what you have to throw
oh,
a girl.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You got to throw a chick.
Wow. Wow. This is when games were awesome. When you could perform violence that you could not on a loved one or spouse. You could just do it on a video game and nobody got all like, oh, that's a mate toss.
Mate toss.
That's right. It was like the shot put. And you yeah, would chuck a chick.
So the caveman is dragging by the ankle another cave chick, and she's kicking like, oh. and screaming.
Like, it's funny because she's shaking her fist, which is like, oh, I don't want it, but she really wants it.
She does.
She really
yeah, wants yeah, yeah, yeah. it. Most cave chicks do.
That's how I met my wife.
And then she, oh, what position is that?
Some caveman Kama Sutra. And then, look, I like that she does the, yeah. Like, she did the, she had the, like, arms extended yeah, back yeah, like yeah, a yeah. swan dive. And then she, ooh.
Oh, she runs on her rump twice.
And she shakes her head. I do not approve, but I'm okay with it. She, like, shrugs. That's awesome.
Good
toss. Let's see what other games they have. Oh, wife toss takes a long time.
Oh, then there's Dino Battle. Right, yeah, 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 yeah.
You have such a better memory than I do. Round one of three of... Oh, it's the...
Yeah, it's a
It's like the high jump. You yeah. pole vault over the dinosaur.
And if you don't, you get eaten. Here he goes. He's going to get eaten.
No, he falls
oh.
into the rocks. And then he falls down. Let's see. You round know, two.
Say what you will about old-style video games. This music sucks.
Yeah. Why, now there's a guy standing on there with a steak for some reason on top of the dinosaur.
Maybe he had
Oh, wait.
Eyes.
No, he left. That was just a...
Oh.
Ooh. Why is it... Oh, he's trying to snap and he makes it over.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Caveman Games. Whoa, exit.
Caveman Games. Got to YouTube that action.
All right, that was our show. That was good. That was good times, right?
I think it finished strong.
Give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast. Don't forget, we have those other emails, which we should have done that. I just realized that. We have questions that people sent in.
We'll do that next episode. We talked about this.
Questions@secondfunniestpodcast.com. All that jazz is available at secondfunniestpodcast.com. Real quick, I want to say a thank you to everybody who voted for me in the last comic sitting. This episode comes out on April 4th, so the voting is available now until April 8th for the third dad challenge. If I make it on to the next one, then the next voting will open up on April 17th and end on April 22nd, just in case you're listening to this later and playing a little bit of catch-up.
Can you do a little clean humor for us? You were going to do it last week, but you ran out of time.
I was going to do clean humor?
Yeah, I want to give us a little Clorox joke.
Oh, like a Clorox. Yeah, I'm going to tease that. I'm going to do that next episode.
Okay.
I'll drop a Clorox joke next right. episode. So tune in. We've got to work on our marketing. Really have to work on the marketing.
Yes, and.
I mean, yes. Okay. So I think that's all I had to say. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, it's Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.